forever. The Bible said he didn't. There are folk who have reigned, but their reign has ended. But it says, our God, the God that we serve, he will reign forever. That's enough to worship him about. When we think about our God, is a holy God, that can bring me to a place of wanting to worship him. I want to be a heart worshiper. When I think about the God that I serve is a holy God. He said he's holy and he wants us to be holy. I want to be more like him every day. I've got some work to do, but I want to be more like him every day. When I think about our God, that he is a God that cannot lie, it puts me at a place of wanting to worship him. It says that he cannot lie. Not that he won't lie, but he cannot lie. Why can't he lie? Because he's holy. And anything holy doesn't lie. I can worship a God like that. He's holy. He can't lie. He reigns forever. That's somebody I want to worship. And I don't want to halfway worship him. I want to give him all I've got. I want to give him all I've got because he gave us all he had. I want to worship him because God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. And the only begotten son gave his life to give us a right to the tree of life for the forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions. He's a God worthy to be praised. He's a God worthy to worship every day of our life. Where would we be if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side? I like worshiping him because he is a God that even the wind obey him and the seas obey him. I want to worship a God like that. That when the floods come, he can speak to the flood and the water will roll back. He did it for the children of Israel. And don't think he can't do it now. He's the same God. He cannot change. When you need him, you can call on him. Sometimes our friends, sometimes our family, we need them and we can't find them. But anytime, anywhere, he's awake and he's interested in what's going on in my life. I want to be a heart worshiper because he is the King of kings and he is the Lord of lords. There's no king greater than he. There is no Lord greater than he. He is worthy of our worship. I want to worship him because there is none like him. Do you know anybody like him? There is none like him. Reverend Taylor is a good husband, but he's not like Jesus. There is none like him. The prophets of Baal found out there was no God like Elijah's God. And our God is so great, there is none like our God. And we ought to be hard worshipers, worshiping him day and night. And then I ought to worship him because just the mention of his name. Somebody say El Shaddai. I said, oh, the Almighty God. Just the mention of his name. And then sometime if you just call the name Jesus, it puts you in a state of wanting to worship. If you call him Savior, it makes you want to worship. I want to be a hard worshiper. I don't want to halfway worship my God. Because he's worthy of my worship. And if I'm not doing it like he wants me to do, I want to do better. I want to do better on tomorrow than I did today. This is a growing process. This is a process where we grow stronger and better at what we do. And I want to practice. You know, I used to practice my outward worship a lot. I'd wear the ushers out. But they didn't know, like I know, what he's done for me. And I don't know, like you know, what God has done for you. Jeremiah had some contact with God, and it got in his heart. Jeremiah 29, we're familiar with it. Jeremiah was mad because the folk hated him. They wouldn't hear him, though God sent him to tell them. And Jeremiah was so mad until he said that, I will not make mention of his name. He said, nor will I speak his name, but his word was in my heart. Where was it? In his heart. And it was as a burning fire shut up in his bone. Have you ever had his word burning in your heart? Shut up in your bones? May not have been like Jeremiah, but I felt that fire burning on the inside. And sometimes we have to holler because it's burning so. Sometimes we have to dance because it's burning so. Sometimes we have to sing hallelujah because it's burning so. In our hearts, we gotta get it out because it's burning in our hearts.